USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, including in the nation's capital, where President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump helped light the national Christmas tree outside the White House last evening.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just have to say it all together. Merry, Merry Christmas. It's great to be with you. And let's light the tree.
The opening... The lighting coming a few hours after President Trump made news when he said he would not rule out pardoning his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort. The president telling the New York Post a pardon is, quote, not off the table, though he says it's not something he's ever discussed. Trump again slamming the Russia investigation. After evacuating earlier this month for a wildfire, people in the Malibu area now evacuating because of the threat of mudslides from heavy rains. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
We told you moments ago about mudslide concerns where the Woolsey fire was in California. Here, USA Radio's Wendy King is in Chico with the latest on the worst fire in a century in Northern California.
The latest update on the Camp Fire in Northern California that killed 88 people in the town of Paradise. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done, and I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
Some of the evacuated zones in Paradise could be reopened by next week.
Reports are President Trump will today announce a ban on bump stocks after a gunman used a bump stock to kill 58 people in Las Vegas last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Another actress is now accusing former CBS CEO Les Moonves of sexual assault. The New York Times is reporting actress Bobby Phillips was in a meeting with Moonves in 1995 to discuss some acting roles when she claims he forced her to conduct a sex act with him. Phillips claiming Moonves told her, quote, be my girlfriend, I'll put you on any show you want. The Times spoke with friends of Moonves who said he did try to silence that accuser. Moonves is claiming the sex was consensual. Everyone's safe after an airliner with a broken windshield had to land at Kansas City International Airport. The Southwest Airlines flight from Ronald Reagan National Airport in Washington landed safely last night. There were 117 people on board and no injuries were reported. A first-of-its-kind mental health clinic is now open at a Walmart in Texas. It's operated by Boston-based Beacon Health Options with the goal of making affordable mental health care very easily accessible. So, of course, put it at Walmart. The clinic in Carrollton is offering treatment for things from anxiety to depression, relationship issues, and grief. There are already plans to open additional locations in Walmarts nationwide. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.